ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد then to continue with شرح السنة of Imam al-Barbahari رحمه الله. And last time we had the two points 145 and 146. The first of them, just to summarize briefly what we had, was with regard to his saying, beware of sitting with the people of desires, people of Ahwa, the people of the innovated sects. Those people who abandon following the book and the sunnah, and instead they follow their desires. And they only accept from the truth that which conforms to their desires. And Sheikh Fawzan said, and this is the way of the Jews. This was the way of the Jews with the prophets. That they accepted from the messengers who came to them only that which conformed with their desires. And whenever they came with something contrary to what they desired, then some of the messengers they killed and some they denied. Sheikh Fawzan said, likewise the hypocrites, they do the same. They only follow that which conforms with their desires. And likewise the people of the deviant sects, they accept from the truth that which conforms to their own particular sect and their own particular desires and wishes. And whatever opposes that, then they either interpret it away and distort its meaning, or if they can't do that, then they deny it. So we had the warning to keep away from the people of innovations, and that we are not to sit with them, whether it be people who have innovations in aqidah, matters of aqidah, or whether it is innovations in matters of worship. The Sheikh gave the example, those who have innovated worship, that which worship Allah with that which is not legislated, like the Sufis. And from them the Tablighis. The Jamaat of Tabligh, that innovated sect of the Sufis. And with regard to the, well, likewise he made the point, that if you see a man sitting with regard to the people of innovation, then beware of him. Advise him. And if he doesn't accept that advice, still continues to sit with the people of innovation, then avoid him. And the point after that, point 146, with regard to the fact that if you see a man whom you bring a narration to, and he doesn't want it, does he want to accept it? Rather, he says, give me something from the Quran instead. Then you should know that he is a person who has embraced heresy. Zandaqa. So the Sheikh made the point that people who claim, and it's only a claim, people who claim that they accept only the Quran as proof, and who reject the Sunnah, don't accept the Sunnah as proof, they reject it, and they are heretics, Zandaqa. Sheikh Fawzan made the point because the Sunnah explains and clarifies the meaning of the Quran. And the Sunnah is revelation from Allah. So if you see a person like that, when you give him a narration, then he refuses to accept it. He won't accept it, doesn't want it. So give me something from the Quran instead. Then get up and leave him. And don't sit with him. And he finished on the point that this is basically only a claim on their behalf. They claim to accept the Quran as a concealment for what they are really upon. It's only a mere claim, which is not even true. But if they truly followed the Quran, then they would accept the Sunnah. Then Imam al-Barbahari, rahimahullah, he continued what occurs here in volume 2 on page 221, point number 147. He's saying, rahimahullah, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْأَهْوَاءَ كُلَّهَا رَدِيَّةٌ تَدْعُو كُلُّهَا إِلَى السَّيْفِ وأردعها وأكثرها الروافض والمعتزلة والجهمية فإنهم يردون الناس على التعطيل والزندقة. He's saying, rahimahullah, and know that all of the innovated sects are despicable. They all invite towards the sword. And the most despicable of them, and the ones who are most severe in disbelief, are the Rafida, the Mu'tazila, and the Jahmiya. Since they push the people towards total negation, ta'atil, and heresy, zandaqa. Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah, he said, he's saying, wa'lam anna al-ahwa'a kullaha radiyatun. And you should know that all of the ahwa, all of the innovated sects, all those followers of desires, the innovated sects, are despicable, lowly despicable. Sheikh Fawzan said, this word al-ahwa, which really the desires, referring to the deviant sects, the Sheikh said, al-ahwa are whatever is contrary to the book and the sunnah. With regard to madhabs and opinions and ideas. So everything that runs contrary to the book and the sunnah, from opinions and madhabs and ideas and hizbiyat, partisan groups, hizbi groups, and other than that, then it is from the ahwa. It is from the innovated sects. He, the Most High, said, فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكَ فَأَلَمْ أَنَّمَا يَتَّبِعُونَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ وَمَنْ أَضَلُّ مِمَّنْ اتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ بِغَيْرِ هُدًى مِّنَ اللَّهِ. Surah Al-Qasas, the 28th Surah, Ayah 50, with the explanation. So if they do not respond to you, addressed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so if they do not respond to you, then you should know that they are just following their desires. And who is more astray than one who follows his desires without guidance from Allah? Shaykh Fawzan said, so this is what is obligatory upon the Muslim, that he follows whatever came from Allah and his messenger, and that he does not follow that which his own soul desires from him, or that which so-and-so and so-and-so said. What is wajib, what is obligatory, is that he tests the sayings of the people against the book and the sunnah. So whatever conforms with the book and the sunnah, then he accepts it. And whatever runs contrary to the book and the sunnah, he leaves it. This is the person of the truth. As for the one who goes along with the people, wherever they go, and he is a mere unquestioning follower, and he does not think concerning what they are upon, and he does not test and check what they are upon, then this one is a person of desires. He is following his desires. Then the Shaykh said, he's saying, تَدْعُوا كُلُّهَا إِلَى السَّيْفِ. All of the deviant sects, the Ahwa, they invite towards the sword, use of the sword. Shaykh Fawzan said, meaning that the deviant sects call towards fitna, discord. So the wars that have occurred between the Muslims and the splitting of unity, this only came about through the people of the deviant sects, from the Mu'tazila and the Khawarij, and other than them. They are the ones who caused discord of fitna. The discord, trials and tribulations, the fitan, did not come about except from their direction and on account of them. Who is it that killed Uthman radiallahu anhu? Who is it that killed Ali, radiallahu anhu? Who is it that ignited discord between the Muslims after that, except for the people of the Ahwa, of the deviant sects? Who is it that incited Al-Ma'mun and those who came after him to put to trial the people of the Sunnah until they dragged their Imam, Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahimahullah, they dragged him along and beat him and imprisoned him? Who is it that incited that, except for the people of the deviant sects? Who is it that imprisoned Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah until he died in prison, rahimahullah, except those ones, the people, except these ones, the people of the deviant sects? So it is upon us to beware of them, because their evil in the end results in the tearing apart of the unity of the Muslims and rebellion against the one in authority of the Muslims. At least a rebellion against the one in authority over the Muslims, and to splitting the united body of the Muslims so that they become sects and parties instead of being a single ummah, a single nation. He said, he's saying, وَأَرْدَأُهَا وَأَكْفَرُهَا الرَّوَافِضُ وَالْمُؤْتَزِلَةُ وَالْجَهْمِيَّةُ. And the most despicable of them, and the most severe in kufr, in disbelief, are the Rafida, the Rafida Shia, and the Mu'tazila, and the Jahmiyyah. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, these ones are the worst of the people of the deviant sects, and at the pinnacle of them are the Rafida from the Shia. They are called Rafida, literally rejectors, because they rejected Zayd ibn Ali ibn al-Husayn when he called them to agree, or rather, when they called him. So they are called rejectors because they rejected Zayd ibn Ali ibn al-Husayn when they called him to agree with them upon abusing Abu Bakr and Umar. And he said, La, Abu Bakr wa Umar wazira Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he refused to agree with them, and he said, no, Abu Bakr and Umar are the two wazirs, the two close assistants, or the two ministers, literally, of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when he refused to agree with them, then they said, Idhan Narfuduk. In that case, we reject you. So therefore they were called Ar-Rafida, the rejectors. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan said, and the Jahmiyyah are the followers of Al-Jahm ibn Safwan, who has been mentioned repeatedly. And the Mu'tazila are the followers of Amr ibn Ubayd and Wasil ibn Atta'. They are those who withdrew from the gathering of Al-Hasan al-Basri and who isolated themselves and did not take knowledge from the scholars of the Sunnah. So they were called Mu'tazila, those who isolated themselves away, withdrew and kept themselves away. Mu'tazila. And he said, he's saying, فَإِنَّهُمْ يَرُدُّونَ النَّاسَ عَلَى التَّعْطِيلِ وَالزَّنْدَقَةِ. For they drive the people towards ta'atil, total negation, and zandaqa, an evil heresy. Shaykh al-Fawzan said that ta'atil, negation, means negation of the names and attributes. The negation of the names and attributes of Allah the Most High. And az-zandaqa, and it is rejection of the book and the sunnah. Az-zandaqa, evil heresy. It is rejection of the book and the sunnah. And to accept in place of them desires and personal cravings. Then Imam al-Barbahari, rahimahullah, he brought a further, what's brought together here is 2 points, 148 and 149. He's saying, rahimahullah, وَأَلَمْ أَنَّ مَنْ تَنَاوَلَ أَحَدًا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَأَلَمْ أَنَّهُ إِنَّمَا أَرَادَ مُحَمَّدًا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَقَدْ آذَاهُ فِي قَبْرِهِ وَإِذَا ظَهَرَ لَكَ مِنَ الْإِنسَانِ شَيْءٌ مِنَ الْبِدَعِ فَاحْذَرْهُ فَإِنَّ الَّذِي أَخْفَى عَنْكَ أَكْثَرُ مِمَّا أَظْهَرُ. He's saying, rahimahullah, and know that whoever speaks against anyone from the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then know that he seeks really to attack Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he has caused harm towards him in his grave. And if some innovations become apparent to you from a person, then beware of him. Since what he conceals from you will be more than what he makes apparent. Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafidhullah, he said in explanation, he's saying, وَأَلَمْ أَنَّ مَنْ تَنَاوَلَ أَحَدًا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. And you should know that whoever speaks against anyone from the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, meaning whoever abuses the companions of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam and belittles them, then he is abusing the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because they are his companions and his aiders and his helpers. So if he attacks them, then he is attacking the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because the Messenger, he is the one who gathered them, and he is the one who proceeded along with them, and he is the one who took charge of their affairs. So this will be an attack upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he took as his companions an evil people. So this is an attack upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They say, and he gives a quote, as Sheikh al-Sahimi mentioned, this being from the Rafidah, point with regard to the Rafidah. They say, Al-Jibt wa Taghut, the Jibt and the Taghut are Abu Bakr and Umar. And what he's referring to here, Al-Jibt and Al-Taghut, is what occurs in Surah An-Nisa, the 4th Surah, Ayah 51. As a side point with regard to the Ayah, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا نَصِيبًا مِنَ الْكِتَابِ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْجِبْتِ وَالْتَاغُوتِ. With the explanation, will you not consider those who are given a portion of the scripture? They believe in Al-Jibt and Al-Taghut. They believe in that which is worship besides Allah, sorcery, Satan. I'm referring to judgment to other than Allah's legislation. So this term Al-Jibt and Al-Taghut that occurs in the ayah, Sheikh al-Fawzan indicates, back to what Sheikh al-Fawzan said, he said, they say Al-Jibt and Al-Taghut refers to Abu Bakr and Umar. And this is an attack upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They're saying this saying of the Rafidah, Al-Jibt and Al-Taghut, that we are supposed to reject and disbelieve in. The Rafidah, they say, that is Abu Bakr and Umar. Sheikh said, and this is an attack upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how can his two companions and his two close advisors can be Al-Jibt and Al-Taghut? How can they be Jibt and Taghut? In that case, the Messenger did not have understanding and did not have awareness. We ask Allah for safety and security. He said, the Messenger also praised the companions and extolled them. Therefore, he was not aware of their reality. Upon the saying of the Rafidah, He praised them and extolled them, therefore he wasn't actually aware of their reality. He said, لَا تَسُبُّوا أَصْحَابِي فَوَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِي لَوْ أَنْفَقَ أَحَدُكُمْ مِثْلَ أُحُدٍ ذَهَبًا مَا بَلْغَ مُدَّ أَحَدِهِمْ وَلَا نَصِيفَهُ. But the Prophet ﷺ said, do not abuse my companions, for by the one in whose hand is my life, for by the one in whose hand is my soul, if one of you were to spend the like of Uhud in gold, it would not reach the hands full of one of them, nor even a half of it. In a footnote they mention the hadith being reported by Al-Bukhari in his Sahih, and the reference should be hadith number 3673, and Muslim, it's hadith 2541 from a hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu. Then the Shaykh said, so he praised them, so therefore the messenger made a mistake in praising them. I mean, upon the saying of the Rafida, therefore the messenger made a mistake in praising them and extolling them when they are actually evil people and they are jibt and taghut and they are disbelievers. So this is an accusation against the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Indeed, this is an accusation against the Qur'an, a disparagement of the Qur'an. He, the Most High, said, لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ Surah Al-Fatih, the 48th Surah, Ayah 18. With the explanation, Allah was pleased with the believers when they gave you, and addressed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they gave you the pledge beneath the tree, referring to the pledge of Ridwan at Al-Hudaybiyah. And the Shaykh said, He the Most High said, لَقَدْ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ الَّذِينَ اَتَبَعُوهُ فِي سَاعَةِ الْأُسْرَةِ Surah At-Tawbah, the 9th Surah, Ayah 117, with the explanation, Allah certainly guided the Prophet and the Muhajireen and the Ansar to turn to him, those who followed him in the hour of great difficulty. He said, and he said, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اَتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ Surah At-Tawbah, the 9th Surah, Ayah 100, with the explanation, and the first and foremost ones from the Muhajireen and the Ansar, and those who followed them in a fine manner, Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Him. Shaykh Fawzan said, so therefore, this is a disparagement of the Qur'an. It's an attack upon the Qur'an. And what they say against the companions is a disparagement of the Qur'an, which praised them and extolled them. So no one who has an atom's weight of iman in his heart will abuse the companions. He said, he's saying, فَأَعْلَمْ أَنْهُ إِنَّمَا أَرَادَ مُحَمَّدًا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَقَدْ آذَاهُ فِي قَبْرِهِ And you should know that he, this one who attacks any of the companions, then know that he only actually intended Muhammad. He's only attending to attack Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And he has caused harm towards him whilst he is in his grave. Shaykh Fawzan said, whoever abuses the companions, then they have caused harm towards the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam whilst he is in his grave, because he sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not pleased that his companions should be abused. And Allah the Most High said, inna alladhina yu'dhuna Allah wa rasulahu la'anahum Allah fi dunya wal akhirah wa 'adda lahum 'adaban muhina. Surah Al-Ahzab, the 33rd Surah, Ayah 57. With the explanation, those people who seek to cause harm towards Allah and His Messenger, Allah has cursed them in this world and in the hereafter. and he has prepared for them a humiliating punishment. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so the one who abuses the companions, he has attempted to cause harm towards Allah and his messenger. And this is not specific to the lifetime of the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rather, he can cause harm towards him whilst he is in his grave, after his death. Alayhi salatu wasalam. And whoever does this, then he is mal'oon, he is cursed. لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَأَعَدَّلَهُمْ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا. And whoever does this, he is cursed. And he quotes again the part of the ayah. Allah has cursed them in this world and in the hereafter. And he has prepared for them a humiliating punishment. نَسْأَلُ اللَّهُ الْآخِرَةِ. We ask Allah for safety and security. And then Imam al-Barbahari, rahimahullah, he follows this with a point that we'll take as the last point, inshaAllah. Point number 150. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ الرَّجُلَ رَدِيءَ الطَّرِيقِ وَالْمَذْهَبِ فَاسِقًا فَاجِرًا صَاحِبَ مَعَاصٍ ظَالِمًا وَهُوَ مِنْ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ فَاصْحَبْهُ وَاجْلِسْ مَعَهُ فَإِنْهُ لَيْسَ تَدُرُّكَ مَعْصِيَتُهُ. And if you see a man whose manner and behaviour is despicable, such that he is wicked, sinful, a person of acts of disobedience, an oppressor, yet he is from the people of the Sunnah, then keep company with him and sit with him, since his sin will not harm you. Shaykh Fawzan said, Hafidhullah, his saying, وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ الرَّجُلَ رَدِيءَ الطَّرِيقِ وَالْمَذْهَبِ فَاسِقًا فَاجِرًا صَاحِبَ مَعَاصٍ ظَالِمًا وَهُوَ مِنْ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ فَاصْحَبْهُ. So if you see a man who is despicable in his manner and behaviour, such that he is wicked and sinful, a person who commits sins, a wrongdoer, an oppressor, but he is from the people of the Sunnah, then keep company with him. Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafidhullah, said, your companionship with the sinner who is upon the Sunnah, in spite of what he has from sins and acts of disobedience, and your sitting with him will be better than sitting with an innovator, a mubtadi'. Because the sinner knows that he is a sinner, and it is to be hoped that he will repent. Contrary to the mubtadi', the innovator, for he believes that he is upon the truth and he will not repent. So the innovators do not repent mostly. For the most part, they do not repent, because they hold that they are upon the truth. Then the Shaykh said, so this does not mean that you should sit with the sinful people. Rather, its meaning is that sitting with the sinners from the people of the Sunnah is better than sitting with the innovator. Even if what is apparent from them is worship and rectitude. This is the intent of the author, rahimahullah. And there is no doubt that bid'ah, innovation, is worse and is more beloved to Satan than sin. Because the person of innovation will not repent from it, contrary to the person upon sin. For it is to be hoped that he will repent from it, because he believes that it is a sin, and he is ashamed of it, and he doesn't make it public, contrary to the innovator. He said, he's saying, وَهُوَ مِنْ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ فَاصْحَبْهُ. Whilst he is from the people of the Sunnah, then keep company with him. The Shaykh said, meaning, as long as he doesn't exit from Islam, Rather, he has kaba'ir, he has major sins, which are less than shirk. But he does not have bid'ah, he does not have innovations. Then your sitting with him will be less serious than sitting with the innovator. Even if the innovator manifests salah, rectitude, being upon good, and manifests tuqa, being dutiful to Allah. And as I have mentioned, this does not mean that the Shaykh is saying to you, sit with the people of sins. Rather, he is just comparing between the corruption which will result from sitting with the sinful person and the corruption which results from sitting with the innovator. So the corruption that results from this, from sitting with the innovator, is worse than sitting with the sinner. Then how about the person of the sunnah who adheres to it? If sitting with the person of the sunnah who is a sinner is better than sitting with the innovator, then how about sitting with the person of the sunnah who is rightly guided and adheres to it? This is the righteous sitting companion. He said, he's saying, فَإِنَّهُ لَيْسَ تَذُرُّكَ مَعْصِيَتُهُ, because his sin will not harm you. Sheikh said, because his sin will be upon him. So this is a case of comparison. However, the innovator will cause harm to you. His innovation will cause harm to you. As for the sinful person, then his sin will not harm you. And that's where Shaykh al-Fawzan ends explanation of that point. And just briefly, with regard to the explanation of Shaykh Ahmad al-Najmi, rahimahullah, then he said, just to quote the first half of what he said, he said, he's saying, وَإِذَا ظَهَرَ لَكَ مِنْ إِنسَانٍ شَيْءٍ مِنَ الْبِدَعِ فَاحْذَرْهُ فَإِنَّ الَّذِي أَخْفَى عَنْكَ أَكْثَرُ مِمَّا أَظْهَرُ. He said, with regard to the point that came just before, if there appears to you from a person something from innovations, then beware of him. For what he keeps hidden from you will be more than what he manifests. Sheikh Ahmad said, this contains a deterrent against sitting with the people of innovations, and that the people of innovations, Ahlul Bidah, they try to keep their innovation secret, and they try to conceal it, contrary to the people of the Sunnah. So the Ahlul Sunnah, the people of the Sunnah, they keep well away from secrecy in the affairs of the religion. And they hold that that is the way of the people of innovations, in secrecy in the matters of religion. They hold, people of the Sunnah hold that to be from the way of the people of innovations. And Umar ibn Abdulaziz, the famous Khalifa and reviver of Islam in the first century, Umar ibn Abdulaziz said, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ قَوْمًا يَتَنَاجَوْنَ فِي أَمْرِ دِينِهِمْ دُونَ الْعَامَّ فَأْلَمْ أَنَّهُمْ عَلَى تَأْسِيسِ ضَلَالَةٍ. He said, if you see a people holding private discussions with regard to the affair of the religion, to the exclusion of the common folk, then know that they are upon a foundation of misguidance. Then he said, therefore, the Ahlul Sunnah, the people of the Sunnah, they keep away from concealment in the affairs of the religion, and they stay away from it. And they count it to be from the signs of the people of innovations. Then he said, وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ الرَّجُلَ رَدِيعَ الطَّرِيقِ وَالْمَذْهَبِ فَاسِقًا فَاجِرًا صَاحِبًا مَعَاصٍ ظَالِمًا وَهُ مِنْ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ فَاصْحَبْهُ وَاجْلِسْ مَعَهُ فَإِنَّهُ لَا تَضُرُّكَ مَعْصِيَتُهُ. And if you see a man who is despicable, lowly in his manner and behavior, he is a sinner, wicked one, person of sins, an oppressor, but he is from the people of the Sunnah, he's from the Ahl of Sunnah, then keep company with him and sit with him, because his sin will not harm you. Again, Shaykh Ahmed said, I say, the author is not saying here what he said, except as a comparison between the innovator and the sinful person. So the mubtadi', the innovator, he holds that he is upon the truth and he will continue upon it. Whereas the sinner, he counts himself as being a sinful person and a wrongdoer. So therefore it is to be awaited from him or expected from him that he will repent. And there is no doubt that the person of major sins is closer to the truth than a person of innovation. So therefore the author saw that sitting with the sinner will be lighter and less of a crime than sitting with the innovator. And that does not mean that he is commanding you to sit with the sinner. والحمد لله صلى الله على محمد سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك